I've got Joel Williams in the studio with me this morning, and we're going to visit a little bit about the first ever White River Fan Con that is coming up on Saturday and Sunday, March the 2nd and 3rd. And Joel, this is a big deal for the area. Like I say, the first time we've done this.
Absolutely right, Chad. It's so exciting that we're actually going to have this fan con. It was something that has been battered around for a couple of years now until the library finally decided to try and have an event. Unfortunately, it kind of fell through. Some things happened and weren't able to succeed with that. So they reached out to us a couple of years ago, me and a few other people on the team, to come back together and try to make this happen. Well, we crunched the numbers, put it together, and realized this is something we can definitely do. And of course, all these funds are going to be to help the library itself and continue to raise funds for the library.
Always a good thing. For the folks out there who maybe aren't familiar with the term fan con, can you define that and tell us what it is?
Absolutely. A fan con is a convention that is a celebration of everything kind of quote unquote nerddom or any sort of niche that you enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
Nerddom. I like that.
Yeah. We have anime voice actors. We have film actors. We have TV actors. We have authors. Tying it in with the library, who was actually also a graduate of Lyon College. We have true crime podcasters. We have just a little bit of everything. We have cosplayers, too. That's going to be a big thing that we do. You know, mostly at these cons, you have people that love to dress up as the characters.
Sure. Tell me about some of the guests that you have coming in.
Well, some of the guests that I actually have, first and foremost, will be Santiago Cirilio. He is actually starred in The Walking Dead.
Okay.
So he's going to be visiting us with this time also, including John Anderson, who is our film guest, who was in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We have John Horner Jacobs, a graduate of Lyon College.
All right.
And he's an award-winning author. Then, of course, we also have Ginger O'Snap, who is our award-winning cosplayer. We have Corey Phillips, an anime voice actor, who's going to come and enjoy us today. We have George Jared, who is also a Lyon College graduate.
And I've heard George speak. He's very good.
He's a good guy. Yeah, really good guy, too. But more importantly, probably my favorite thing that we've got is we're the only con that does this right now, is we have an upcoming star category, which is going to be Gabriella Graves.
What does she do?
What doesn't she do?
Okay, maybe that's the way.
She's really broken in through voice acting. She has a couple of shows on the Disney Channel. She's on Coop and Cammy. She also has a cartoon called The Chicken Force that she does that really kind of relates to kids. But she was also in Marvel early on. One of her first gigs, she was actually young Agent Carter in the Agent Carter series.
Okay, gotcha.
So she has a nice little connection, but I think she has a wonderful story that I want to share with a lot of our kids and stuff in the area, saying it doesn't matter where you come from or even how old you are. If this is something you're truly interested in, you can do this.
Absolutely. Now, this is a family-friendly event, I take it?
100% family-friendly. We have a little bit of everything there. We have e-games. So if you're looking for video game competitions, this is the place to go, including Smash Brothers, Mortal Kombat, all sorts of different things in one section. We have Legos in another section, including Lego building competitions. We have board games. We have Magic the Gathering competitions for all those card players out there. We're going to have a little D&D also for those. And tons of different vendors are going to be upstairs showing different art styles, just little paraphernalia, all sorts of fun stuff that you're looking for. And all throughout the weekend, too, we are going to be having different interviews with all of our different guests that are going to be there. So tons of topics that you want to listen to.
Very nice. Now, we mentioned this is Saturday and Sunday, but you said you also have a VIP Friday evening?
Yes, a VIP event will be on Friday evening, where most of our sponsors will actually get tickets to come to this VIP event. Speaking of which, real fast, I do want to take one quick moment to mention our sponsors. A couple of sponsors that we have right now is Willa Harkey, Lyon College, Fuller Bumpers, Future Fuel, First Community Bank, White River Now, Sonic and Cave City, and of course, Bill Walmsley. But you were talking about Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is going to be a more intimate event where you can actually preview the con before the con actually starts.
All right. The con before the con,
if you will.
All right.
Take that as you like. So, and it's $50 a ticket, but that also gets you a weekend pass as well.
Okay.
So you can come to the event on Friday and we'll be able to actually come to the con for the rest of the week also.
What about the rest of the weekend? Saturday, Sunday, you need
tickets? Saturday and Sunday, you do need tickets. You can go to our website, whiteriverfancon.com. You'll find the ticket tab, click on that, and you can purchase your tickets. It's $20 for a one-day ticket or $30 for a weekend ticket.
And naturally, we hope to make this an annual event.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to be our first telling event to kind of give a gauge exactly how it is. And if this goes well and we continue to get support with our sponsors, we can make this bigger and bigger every year. We can get larger and larger guests, depending who you want. It's like, hopefully we can actually continue to provide that for us.
For folks who aren't familiar with cons, these things draw from all over.
Yes.
And I don't go to the cons necessarily, but I had been in cities where they were being held at the same time that I was in the city.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's unreal. They come in and
tons of
they just infiltrate every, you see them in stores, you see them in restaurants. Very cool thing.
The probably biggest one that we have in the state right now is the Little Rock Comic Con, all right, the Arkansas Comic Con in Little Rock. And last year they had, who am I thinking of? Captain Kirk. What's his name?
Oh, William Shatner.
Thank you. Well, William Shatner was there, which that's a draw. There's all sorts of different people that you can meet there. And it's just a chance to really celebrate these things. And we want people to have access to these things, to show them, you know, it's a way to bring more people into Independence County, allow us to increase our tourism, to show the wonders of Batesville itself and our surrounding area. But on top of that, it's also helping us grow. It's also helping us give something a little bit different that nobody else really close to us is doing.
Saturday and Sunday, what times?
Let's see here. On Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be opening up at 10 a.m. and closing at 6 p.m.
All right. So an all-day thing.
All-day thing.
Very good. Joe Williams, and they get more information at WhiteRiverFanCon.com.
You got it.
All right. Joe Williams, our guest in this morning. Joel, exciting stuff. I hope it goes well. Hope to see you in here year after year.
Absolutely, Chad. And as always, we'll see you at the con.